Hey, big time Timmy Jim, what's up?
Pete Livingston.
My name? Peter.
And Sam Livingston.
I hate rabbits.
Taking you into Mondays the only way they know how. With love.
I love you, King Puncher!
Los Livingston Brothers on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3. Sonoma.
Coming in.
Oh.
Too hot.
The boys, leaving the studio. Pauline, Stevie. Always giving us a shout out. We gotta give them a shout out. But those are our boys. Those are our dogs. Our homies.
They're much more attractive than we are.
They have better hair.
Look at all these blue Skittles I just got in one.
Look at.
Also, can you guys even hear me? Can't even hear myself. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I've turned Sam's.
Sam, you're turned up.
Okay, cool.
You're switched
there
on.
We go.
You're switched on.
All these blue Skittles in my hand.
Sam is rocking a, I have not had Skittles.
Wildberry Skittles.
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 Stripper name. Skittles. So I actually pulled a bunch of green. And,
do you want to trade? I have a lot of blue here.
I'll trade you a green for blue. And I'll trade you a pink for a red.
Go for it.
Nice. Okay. Gotta try the rainbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's taste the rainbow.
Mm-hmm. We like try the rainbow.
Nah.
I don't... What?
It is now Skittles Fest in my mouth.
Peter Livingston. It is 11:02. On this beautiful October...
20th.
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 And to my right, the elder brother.
That's me.
The shaman. The chief of our village.
I thought you called me the Shannon, as if like that was the oldest name of the Hansen brothers or something like that.
You think they named the
Shannon
older...
Shannon Hansen.
Is that really his name?
No.
Oh.
I figured that might have been it because his hair looks like someone whose name is Shannon.
That's because you are... not sexually in touch with yourself.
Oh, I'm plenty sexually in touch with myself. I think that might
Tim could not grow out hair because Tim thinks that's very effeminate.
No, look, like...
I think Tim has problems.
This quote-unquote beard on my face is the result of 2 weeks of hard work.
Okay.
And it's horrible.
I agree. All
right? This is me being quote-unquote lazy. I couldn't grow a good beard on my face... If you gave me, like, a month with all the hair-growing supplements known to man, I couldn't do it.
Man up and have them Skittles.
If I wanted to be a member of the Boston Red Sox this year with all their beardedness, they would cut me from the team. I could be hitting 400 with 20 bombs, and they'd say, sir, your lack of facial hair is discouraging.
The Bro Sox would say no.
And they'd trade me... For like just Sergio Romo's beard. That's what they would do. Just his
facial
beard.
Hair.
Just his beard.
Then to my
me.
Left.
That's me. I'm
to Tim. My left is Sam Livingston. Tim.
Hey-o.
Tim has a spotty, horrible facial hair it's like the equivalent of a pubescent
manatee. Wait, what? I don't even know.
Sack of testicles. That's kind of how patchy and kind of scraggly.
You know when you,
I'm sorry.
You know when you clean yourself down there too hard and the hair just...
What?
Never mind.
Where are we going?
Quick, eat some Skittles. Don't talk.
God. Anyway. We are Los Livingston Brothers. We go on weird tangents like that. Thank you for listening.
Like manatees, which is not an accurate phrase for
hair. Shout outs to my Brevard County manatee people.
For sure.
Tyler Stover. Out there doing his thing in Daytona.
If you...
Vieira. Worked with Frank Viola. The great former World Series MVP pitcher for the Minnesota Twins.
Want to know the only reason why I know who he is?
Mustache?
No.
You sure? because his mustache is pretty fantastic.
They reference him in the latest season that's on Netflix How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, they do.
Which I thought is really, really cool.
Yeah, I figured actually he might get an appearance, but, you know.
You never know.
So, but yeah, welcome to the show.
You want to follow along? Hit us up on Facebook.
That book. Added a couple new members of the fan club this week. We're running hard on that. I think we're over 300. Sam,
we are.
Being our media.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Last time I checked, media, we were like,
our media specialists, our people.
Reach
out to our fan base, our lovely fan base. But good stuff going on this week and all. From a sporting standpoint, I definitely had fun today with the sporting things. But do we want to start somewhere else besides sports? Because we always start off with sports, and then I talk for 20 minutes. And then
that's not how it works.
Yeah, I know, but it's like
that's not how we do it.
I know this is not how we do it. Montel Jordan would be like, "This is not how we do it." Instead of "This is how we do it."
Did you do your homework? Did you find any news articles?
I didn't find any news articles, but I do have like things.
Okay.
Things.
What's a thing?
For the first time, Kingdom Hearts 3 footage made it onto the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
Showing off a couple of new attacks and things of that nature. There was a giant boss battle against Titan from Hercules.
Okay.
The two-headed rock monster thing.
It's different from the Colosseum stuff?
It's a little different, yeah. So the idea here is... It's graphic. The first thing everybody thought about because it's a PS3 game is the graphics. Graphically, it does not look too different from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Okay.
I think that, however, it's not.
Does that hurt it?
I don't think it does because if you think about how the game is drawn,
okay,
it's not going to be of like that ilk where it's like, oh my god, this looks incredible because it's a PS3 game. It's like,
sure.
I don't think it's going to be that at all. I think. What's always been appealing to Kingdom Hearts has been the story and the characters and the world you go to. I do think that they are going to do something with the gameplay to make the world seem more immense. Because I think, you know, the first two games were very kind of closed off. You know, I think that once you were within the worlds themselves, everything kind of came to be pretty linear. I don't know. I have a feeling that they're going to try and open things up
a bit. You want it to be more open?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much.
Sam, go ahead. Tell us. What do we have for likes on our Facebook page? Get the information up. Our statistician, our metrician.
Which got a great shout out on Parks and Rec this past week.
It did.
Absolutely incredible.
Sam, go ahead. Hit us with some numbers.
We at Los Livingston Brothers on Facebook. Our webpage has 307 likes.
We are awesome.
As we speak.
Wow.
We do well.
We would beat the crap out of the Roman Greek, the guys from the movie. Where were they from?
300. They're Spartans.
Sparta.
I keep it 300. Like the Romans is what Kanye West raps.
Mm.
And what Dan Le Batard said after the Heat won their second NBA championship. However... The 300 are from Sparta, not from Rome.
Sparta is not around anymore, is it?
It is not.
What is it now?
I will look this up.
Because I would like to know.
I'm going to look this up. By the way, flipping through the channels before I left, Gladiator was on TV. It was the opening.
Was that Gladiator or Glad He Ate Her?
Because
I've seen both. Both are award-winning films.
Fine works.
Fine cinematography. Fine acting.
Well, one's known for its mauling of lions.
I mean, you could... That goes both ways.
I can't finish that statement.
Mauling lions.
I cannot finish that...
Like people mauling lions?
I cannot...
Or is it like...
I cannot finish that statement lest we do actually get kicked off the air. That's, like, the powers that be actually pull us off of the air. All right, I'm looking up Sparta on Wikipedia because Wikipedia knows all.
Now, I do have a question.
Sure.
With the new Kingdom Hearts.
Go ahead, please.
Are there more zippers and belt buckles?
All in HD.
Or no?
Sora.
Have they toned the character design down a little bit?
Sora seems to have the same amount of belt buckles and zippers as he did before.
Okay.
So, Donald and Goofy seem to be in their normally resplendent outfits that everyone has come to know and love, Peter.
Okay.
Sparta was from 900 BC to 192 BC officially.
Okay.
It is a part of Greece.
That's what I was thinking of.
Okay. The territory of ancient Sparta is actually on one of the main peninsulas of Greece.
It's now a strip mall.
Yes. It was a prominent city-state situated on the Eurotas River in Laconia.
I don't care. I just want to know what's it called now.
Greece.
Greece. Fair enough.
There you go.
There you go.
Ancient Greece state was taken over by the Roman Empire.
Good.
Before, obviously, it died, and then Greece was able to take back its country.
Even better.
So, go Sparta. You know, we love you guys.
We do, definitely.
So it looked cool. I think one of the things that it has going for it is that...
You will be getting it.
Oh, no, I'll be
that's
getting
a, that's a. Is that a right. pre-order for you or no?
I haven't done the pre-order yet for any of the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox or anything
will
like that.
Will you pre-release... Will you get a day one PlayStation 4?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I feel like from a monetary standpoint... I don't think I need to invest in it now because I don't think right out the gates I'm going to be needing any of the games right away. And even though there's backward compatibility with the PlayStation 3 games, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference for me. That being said, there are definitely a couple games coming on the pike where on the PlayStation 4 side of things, I'm totally excited for. Very nice. That's the first one. That's the one that really pops for me. So that'll be that game when it comes out will be probably the first one I get. So but yeah, it looks good. I'm excited. Been waiting 9 years basically for this game. So finish it off, to complete it. We'll see what happens.
Very nice.
Let's see here.
A few things.
What do you got?
I saw something early in the week that Activision,
yes,
is
one. Now, before you go any further, Jim Levy, who does the Thursday Guys at 5 show, who I've known for many years, was one of the original founders of Activision.
How much money does he have?
Way back, I can't say that.
Does he have lots of it? Yeah. He should.
He was one of the first back in, I think, 87, 86, something like that.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
That really came together. One of those first people to come together and create one of the longest lasting video game, or in this case, in that era, computer software.
Yes.
Companies of all time.
Very cool.
Very cool. But go ahead.
They are... I can't remember if they are suing Rockstar, but they're going after Rockstar because they think that they are inflating statistics.
Oh, so because of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yes. Main thing they're worried about is they, of course, are the... I don't know if they were the previous or they are the current world record holder because of Call of Duty.
Uh-huh.
Highest grossing, most sales.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. And now all of a sudden GTA 5 comes out. There's the fall off of Call of Duty. Now the GTA series seems like the open world, the sandbox-esque type of landscape seems to be taking over for the run and gun world of Call of Duty. And I just thought that was interesting to see what will happen with that. I think that it's more just a... Sam's got a mic. Where are you going?
Well,
Water?
He needs to talk.
Part of me, I'm not sure if it's one of those deals where Activision is trying to stay in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're just kind of, hey, let's get some PR out there. Let's attack Rockstar.
The official word from them saying that it wants its records back. I need to get the official. Because it is. It's saying that it's the records that they think. It's not that they think they're bogus, but they think that's kind of like... Yeah, you're right. They're inflation.
Yeah.
So
that's what that, and I just thought that was interesting. So you might, for the first time in a very, very long time, you might have butting heads within the video game industry.
Yeah.
And of course, it would be between two of the biggest,
right?
By now, franchises. What put the staple is Rockstar is suddenly being, of course, now one of the titans of the industry.
Right.
The fact that GTA 5 just absolutely blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it became an actual like cultural phenomenon, mm-hmm. not just a huge hit amongst video game fans. Like actually got non-video game people interested in the product.
Kind of like probably in the order of games that I can remember doing that in recent memory when video games really started becoming big was with Madden.
Madden, yes.
Kind of brought in, it was one of the first, hey, it's cool to be a gamer, you'll play football, talk
right,
trash.
Right.
You know, ESPN did the whole Madden bus thing.
Challenge, yeah.
And it was like, you know, grown dudes
playing talking, Madden against each other.
And talking smack.
Welcome back, Sam.
Sam,
we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And then, of course, Call of Duty. Kind of that same machismo.
I think Halo was before Call of
okay,
Duty.
Okay, yeah, true. Halo, I'll say Halo.
I think Halo brought Call of Duty in because people were into Halo.
Yes, and then Call of Duty, which was a... I would say they were struggling as a franchise. They were always behind modern... or Medal of Honor.
Right.
They were always kind of the second-rate World War II game. And then after Call of Duty 3... They switched it up to Modern Warfare because they were like, we can't keep up with.
Right.
I remember they had just released the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, and there was Call of Duty and Medal of Honor released at the same time. Medal right. of Honor smoked it, and then they were like, we got to do something different, which is when they came out with Modern Warfare.
Uh-huh.
And then there you go. That blew up. Now, of course, you have GTA 5,
uh-huh.
which is interesting. All of which are super ultra... machismo games.
Right.
Like, big time.
Yeah.
Which I think is...
like, total crotch-grabbing, beer-drinking games.
Very which is true.
Totally true.
What do you think about that?
What
do you think that says about... do you think
I think that there's been a derivative... like this derivative mindset when it comes to video games over the last 10 years. And we've talked about it at length on this show from a standpoint of game design and stories and all this stuff, right? And we all come from a camp that thinks back to the days where we grew up on video games and there was a lot of time put into a story, an effort put into story. Now I kind of feel like... I think there's some good story, but I think that this is more along the lines of how would you like to, you know, it's more like putting yourself in the realm of, oh, you can be in the middle of a war in your living room or things like that, right? That's kind of like the mindset. It's the idea that...
well, can't you make the argument with all games? Final Fantasy,
sure, right,
put you in the middle
right, of... right. But...
I think
that Call of Duty has gotten derivative. I think it's recycling itself to the point where it can't keep up with what people's expectations are of the series, and that's why it's in a decline. And people aren't really talking about the decline, but it's in a decline. You know? So I guess my question is, do people really feel that the Call of Duty series is going to stand out like 10 years from now? As much, you know, in like the hallowed realm of video games, like it is going to stand up with your Halos, with those culturally impactive games, impactful game.
Of course it will.
You know?
Because it was so big.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
When you look back in the mid to late 2000s.
But people are still talking about Halo 1 when it first came out and how big a deal it was. You know?
It wasn't as big of a deal. It took more time. It's not like it got released and people went crazy. That took more time. My question more would be, why are those games so successful? You know what I mean? Because of the ultra machismo.
Yeah,
because
it's marketed towards a certain group of people that will go out and buy it.
Do you think it is because it is giving people an excuse to play video games, as in they're playing something that's quote unquote, I'm using air quotes.
Because
you guys
him.
Can't see us because we don't have our screen.
Sam, can you confirm the air quotes? Confirm air quotes.
Yes, we indeed have them.
Okay, we do have
continue.
Air quotes. That it is, it's cool to play those games as compared to other games. As if you were to be like, I love video games. I play Final Fantasy Tactics.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we talk, but that
people
talks
are like,
about,
gay. Right? No, you're gay.
Well, no. That's kind of the point, right? It's like we're all of that ilk where we've been playing video games for so long and we've dived, you know, like, it's like Pete.
You're fruitier than those Skittles,
Pete,
Tim.
So,
what
you're animated, man. So, you like animated movies. Cool. Which ones you like? It's like, oh, yeah, I like all the Pixar movies and the DreamWorks movies. Cool. Yeah. Well, what about you? Oh, man, I have a Crunchyroll subscription, and I watch all this anime all the time. It's so cool.
What's
man.
A Crunchyroll subscription?
Crunchyroll is this online network where you can have a subscription and watch anime just like on Hulu Plus or Netflix or something like that, right? But that's kind of what I'm talking about, right?
So Danny Shots galore.
So much tentacles. So many tentacles. Mm. But that's the thing. Like, so you're looking into... God.
Looking into... God.
First of all, crunchy rolls are horrible sushi. It's the worst. So first off, your name sucks. Second of all, change it to like actual good sushi.
Third off, call it California roll or I don't watch it.
No, not even just... You know, that's... I guess it's like entry level... Sushi, so maybe that's like entry level anime.
Right,
I'm serious.
So, but
it's like everybody back in the day was like, "Hey, I like Pokemon. I would watch Pokemon the cartoon,
right,
or Sailor Moon." And then they're like, "Hey, what else is
Dragon
like
Dragon Ball
this?
Z?" Right? No, but that's kind of the point with video games, right? It's like
I might head to 7-Eleven for
you could, but like Call of Duty.
Can you guys keep this dialogue going for like 5 minutes?
Sure.
Yeah,
you're talking about anime, Sam. You're talking about video games. This is in your realm. We're not talking about sports. We're not... What else?
Movies.
We're not talking about movies.
Okay.
Fine wine.
We're talking about video games.
Video games.
And weeaboos.
Okay. Buttons
Go.
And zippers.
You do that.
Okay.
Buttons and zippers. And right spiky back. Hair.
Oh, God. How spiky is the hair?
It's regular
it's spiky.
It's regular spiky.
Criminy.
It's not totally spiky.
It is. Don't let him headbutt you.
Yeah,
spiky.
Yeah. No, that's Final Fantasy 15. There's spikes there that you don't want to see.
Do they have long...
No. Sora has his normal Sora hair.
What about... What's his name? Riku.
Didn't see Riku.
Dale, you know what that means? He's going to show up and be all, like, the dark and mysterious. Like, in every other Japanese thing, the guy always comes back and he's
changed.
Like...
Yeah, I have gone through so much, and I will come back, too.
No, but see, this is the thing. I am such a badass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, your hair is, like, 15 feet long.
But in Kingdom
my
Hearts
color scheme is darker, so I must be a lot more powerful. Well,
my hair,
than you.
My hair is gray. Yeah. Shut up.
Well, Riku cut his hair in Kingdom Hearts 2, though, so he went against that rule.
Sure.
Go do your thing.
We'll see.
Get out of here.
Oh, that's a straight Japanese game. That game.
Ship it. Just ship it. That's how it's going to be. Ship it.
What's that? Like, ship it? Like,
yeah, it means like
ship it Naruto? Is that what you're talking about?
No, like, ship it. Like it's done. That's it. Ship it. It's good to go.
It's ready? It's
good.
It's Japanese enough? Ship it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have gone through so much.
God's gone.
I am dark and mysterious.
Go 7-Eleven.
Shut up.
Get me a large vat of water.
I would like a large vat
of water.
Nothing of water for free.
All this water. Just tell them to give me all their
tap
water.
All
their water. No, but Sam, no joke. And this is right there. So you would agree, though, that the reason why games like GTA 5 and Call of Duty are popular is because of accessible, right? Like, do you feel that way? Like, it's because it's reaching out to a more common denominator of gamer, right?
Yeah, I think it's also because they just couldn't identify with games at all, and then they found something that hit that America spirit. Well, you know what I mean? It's like there's people that thought they were dumb, like games were dumb, and it's like, wait, everyone else is playing it, and there's something super gory to justify sitting down and playing around with buttons and analog sticks all day.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Well, and if you
now it's cool.
And if you think about like landmark games, like we were talking about, you know, when we grew up, Mortal Kombat was a landmark game. And people got into that because it was easy to play, and obviously for the gore factor.
Mm-hmm.
Doom was like that. Doom was a huge deal back when I was growing up. Final Fantasy VII was the first like bridge game, I would say. Like the first major, this isn't just Mario, right? But what was interesting about that was right after Final Fantasy VII came out, Ocarina of Time came out, right? So Zelda comes out, and like all of a sudden, it's like, oh yeah, I remember Zelda. And then people got into that game, and it became this epic, like, oh yeah, and like even people who don't play video games are playing Zelda, right?
Uh-huh.
So,
I mean, I don't recall that, but I do know that a bunch of people were playing Ocarina of Time. I remember everyone talking about it.
So there's landmark games, right? But it's like... We as video game fans, we have a certain niche that we fall into, games that we like. And so because of that, this contingent of video game players, when they hear about your GTA 5 or your Call of Duty, it might not align with them. But for people who aren't the guys who play video games on the regular, they'll sit down and play it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's mainstream versus, you know, underground, quote unquote. I guess
versus quote unquote the other.
Well, I guess, but
I don't know what to call it.
But yeah, like, yeah, but yeah, we kind of we're matching up here, and it is it's that argument against all types of media, all types of entertainment, right? The idea that it's like, oh, you have things that are popular just because, just because it's a new form of entertainment. Or it's become popular because of word of mouth. Like Gravity is a movie that kind of bridges that gap between people who were mainstream movie guys and people who are like movie like nerds, movie buffs, because the guy who directed it directed a movie called Children of Men, which was a popular movie against film nerds. But it wasn't a critical success, right? Mm-hmm. You can see the same thing about like the Call of Duty series or the Grand Theft Auto series. Like, there's never been a reception for a video game like there was for Grand Theft Auto, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you can you think of anything along those lines? Like something that came out where, like, you being the type of video game fan you were when people were going all crazy about it, you're just like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, can you think of something like that?
Wait, video games?
Yeah, video game-wise, yeah. Or anything in general, but we'll try and keep it to video games, yeah.
Well, okay, I know that this might seem like I'm trying to take a shot, but Call of Duty, when that came out, it was like, well, I mean, whatever, it's another first-person shooter.
Right.
It really didn't look any different than anything else. It just happened to hit the Middle Eastern... modern warfare thing, and that's what made it interesting, and then it became a humongous juggernaut that it is today. Okay. But I couldn't ever, I mean, I, you know, friends brought it over once for the night, and then, you know, played it. It's like, well, I mean, okay, this is cool, but it's like, it's not that cool.
Right.
And so I was just being honest with myself,
right,
as a person who played video games. It's like, well, okay, it's just really another video game I'm not interested in.
But you play other first-person shooters, right?
Yeah. And well, have kind of. Well, sure. I do, just not right now.
But was there anything in particular that you liked about those that you didn't like about Call of Duty? Was there something about those other ones that really drew you to those instead?
I don't know. I think Call of Duty was trying to do the hot button stuff in a sense. And I think just that popularity kind of masked over the fact. I mean, it was a good game, but I wasn't like, it didn't really do anything special for me.
Okay.
I guess it just wasn't special.
All right.
So just simply put.
And so that's the thing, right? So in this argument then,
mm-hmm.
the argument between mainstream and the niche that we've grown accustomed to, right? Like, we're going to get crazy over a game like Kingdom Hearts 3.
Not me.
Right? Pete won't because he's a conformist. but like, there are other games that when they come out, it gets a huge press junket. It's highly marketed. And everybody's like, oh my God, I can't wait for this thing, right?
Dude just jacked like a whole thing of cigarettes at 7-Eleven. That kid,
nice work.
Sweet.
Dude looked like methed out, just like total white trasher. Dude came in there, and I was trying to pick out my accoutrement. Guy goes, runs his card, and when he's supposed to enter his PIN, just like walks out the door. Dude's like, hey, buddy, you got to get your PIN number. Just like gets in the car and his buddy just like drives off. And I was just like, what a douche.
Wow. So, wow. Welcome back, Pete.
We would have missed that if it weren't for you, Pete. So good job.
I was out there in the street recording.
He's our journalist that goes out on the streets to see what goes on. We just had a theft happen just across the street.
Our investigative reporter. So one of the things we were talking about in your stead, those are delicious, by the way. Buffalo style is the best. One of the things that we were talking about in your absence was, I think what we're kind of coming to a conclusion of is it's the idea of mainstream games versus niche games, right? And how that kind of permeates not just video games for us, but all the forms of entertainment, right? So, I mean, we talked about movies, we talked about video games, anime even, right? Like, oh yeah, I saw Dragon Ball Z, I even saw like Akira, right? So that's cool, but maybe Evangelion or something like that. Or I hella watch Bleach on Adult Swim or something like that, right?
You? So,
no, hell no. But there's all these, or watch Cowboy Bebop, right? Because it's the hipster, like the hipster anime, right?
Do you watch that?
No, I didn't watch that. So the idea here is that there's these kind of like varying grades. Okay. And if you think about it from like that mainstream group to really targeting a small niche, right? You look behind me as if there's...
Oh, no.
He's gone.
The guy left. There was a...
A ghost.
Yeah, I'm confused. There's a ghost.
You missed it.
It's Halloween next Friday. Don't say that. That's not cool. I hate you guys so much.
Wait, what?
I hate you guys so much.
Tiff, hang on. We're going to elaborate on this. What's going on?
You were looking behind me when I was talking. I was looking you in the eyes. I was trying to be a man and talk to you eye to eye.
Okay.
And then you looked behind me.
Okay.
As if someone had just walked down the hallway.
And it scared you?
And I thought, what is he looking
did
at?
Did it scare you?
Pete, do you not remember some of the people that have walked into this radio station?
Bro.
Do you not remember Carlos?
I don't remember.
On St. Patty's Day, Carlos?
Oh, I thought he was JP.
Oh, he's JP. I'm sorry. Guy calling in was looking for Carlos.
Okay,
so JP. We also have random homeless guy who walked in.
True.
And then we have Liz, who was totally cool.
But, oh, yeah.
We also had guitar playing guy, although we didn't see him. We only heard him.
He comes in. I thought he comes in a little bit.
Maybe.
Bit.
I don't know.
Got to keep this beast locked up, man.
But we're talking about this scale, the sliding scale, right? So, like, for RPGs, it could be, like Final Fantasy, but, like, the niche is Xenoblade Chronicles, right?
Yeah.
So, for first-person shooters, then it's Call of Duty, right? Like, Call of Duty, Halo, the next step down would be something like Metal Gear Solid.
That's not a shooter, though.
But it can, like, that first-person idea. There's first-person stuff.
That's not a shooter,
though.
There's
first-person to Metal Gear Solid.
It's third-person.
To an extent. But you can go third-person in Call of Duty. Yeah, you can go. You can.
In Halo, you
can go third-person. So those shoot. I'm just talking, like, shooter generalization types, right? So those are mainstream, then Metal Gear, and then, like, your niche games that you find on Steam or anything like that, right? So that sliding scale. And I think that's what we're kind of getting at here is that, like, the Call of Duty games, your Grand Theft Auto games, those are all easily accessible games. Those are a wide base, large common denominator of players. It's not just for the hardcore gamers. It's to get everybody involved to play video games. That's why the Wii is the biggest selling video game system more than the PlayStation or the Xbox. And it's because they decided not to worry about what the hardcore gamers thought, but wanted to sell more systems, right?
True.
So while we might think the Nintendo as maybe a middle tier system compared to your PlayStation, your Xbox 360, from the standpoint of making money, just like your Call of Duties and just like your Grand Theft Auto Fives, it's still successful. So then where does that leave you guys? Do you care about success or do you care about what you want to play?
What you want to play.
Right. What about you, Sam?
I'm sorry. I saw like three different things, so that made me go, what? On IMDb. Like, why is Carrie skyrocketing up to 218%?
I think it just opened.
Because it's about to open.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. So repeat the last thing you said.
Well, we were talking about, like, does it matter if you like the game, or do you matter if the game's successful to you? What matters more?
Well, it's kind of a bit of both. It's like, I want the games that I really like to have some success.
But it's more what you like first than what's successful first, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because I might discover stuff that no one else has heard of that I would like.
Right.
And it's like, it doesn't mean it's like bad to everyone else's eyes. Just
sure. Okay.
Now that I think about it.
Right. And so for us, because we have certain niches we like, there are certain games that we're going to like more than others. But like, I think what that does is that we look for way different things in games.
How much do you care about video games?
Not as much as I used to, but because of how much I did care about them, when I play something, I do have like a particular taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like jump right into things like a Grand Theft Auto 5. That's why I don't jump into Call of Duty, you know, things like that.
What game? Is there a game that would come out that would just get you stoked, super excited?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 will. Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay.
Ground Zeroes, right? I think that'll also that though. I think that has to do more with how much I've invested in those series too.
True,
because you've invested time, you like what they're doing, you want to see the story arcs to its conclusion.
Very true.
It's very rare for certain games that come out new where I'm like, oh man, I have to play that.
Like, you don't do you even somewhat get excited when there's a new Mario game that gets announced?
To an extent, depends.
A new Zelda game?
No, I haven't played something Zelda since Twilight Princess,
mm-hmm.
And it's just I don't think I like it as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yeah, Mario, Zelda, Metroid. No, Smash Brothers. Yeah, like that series. Obviously, any of the Street Fighter games. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm sitting with that.
Cool. I got,
I'll be right back.
About 2 days ago, I got an invite to the beta of Stonehearth, the new Blizzard game. Have you seen that yet?
Stonehearth. Is that the WoW, the card game thing? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, obviously we were busy this weekend. Had a bunch of crazy stuff, you know, funerals and stuff that we had to go to.
Yeah, what a week.
So, I got home, and today, after I got back from doing baby stuff up in Santa Rosa, I was like, oh, you know, I have time to, I've remembered, I went and checked my emails and I saw that one and was like, oh yeah, I should try it out. I signed up for that, like, I don't even know how long ago, for the Stonehearth beta thing, but I actually got one. I'd never gotten one before, just for the hell of it. Whenever I see anything for a beta, I'm like, sure, I'll do it. Why not? You never know.
Yeah.
Never got one ever in my entire life.
Right.
Finally got one for this, signed up for it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not quite as in-depth as, like, Magic.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of, like, very beginner-esque. Like, you play creatures and stuff, and it has a lot of the same things as in Magic, but only certain creatures can block. And it's not even really blocking. It's they have taunt. So if they have taunt, then you can't get attacked. They have to attack the creature with taunt. Mm-hmm. But you can't, like, block. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So that's semi-annoying, but it does add a dimension to it. But it's entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I think, I don't know how well it'll catch on. It seems like they're trying to find a new niche to get into. You had that card.
Yeah. I can't remember who got it, though. I think Barb might have gotten it first. I don't recall.
No, I think it came with a movie.
Yeah, but I don't remember, like, actually getting it myself. You mean, like, the
you did.
Theaters? I know, we got it
some Sam, believe me, you're the only person that would have gotten that Pokemon card.
Well, I get it, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was yours. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty fun. You should sign up for it, and we can become best friends and play Stonehearth. What up, Tim? What you got going? You gonna play something?
No, I'm in contact with the great Harrison Young right now.
What's going on with Harrison?
He wants to know the phone number to the radio station. So I believe we're going to get a call from him here.
If you would like to call on the phone number 707-933-9133, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/LittleSimpsonBrothers. Hit us up on Twitter, even though we do not even, I don't even think we do the Little Siblings and Brothers Twitter. We're bad at social networking.
We are not good at social media.
Twitter is for, I don't know. I don't use it.
I don't know.
I mean, that's why we have Sam, but Sam just...
I could. It's just, I don't know. I just have to tweet about everything.
Yes.
Everything.
You have to tweet about it all.
Everything. Anything and everything.
See, all you see. Everything.
Dude, fantasy football has still been frustrating as all hell for me this year.
Yeah.
Not the beginning. Beginning of the year, team super solid. Now it's just I'm running into all these weird buzzsaws. Somebody scored 165 points on me today. 165 points. You know what I scored? 120. I was like, I have this in the bag.
Right.
Literally everybody on their team blew up. Ever. Thanks, Walt Finley.
Freaking Finley.
D-bag.
Joining us on the line, we love him. We're happy that he's on the show, calling in, probably from his mansion.
His esports mansion.
His esports mansion. The great Harrison Young. Harrison, welcome.
Where he has Chun-Li and Cammy cosplayers clawing at him, serving him.
You know, I think this is the first time I've ever called.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
First time caller, long time listener. We're glad to have you.
Long time guest.
Special.
First time.
Special guest Harrison Young on the show tonight. Glad that you can make it on. It's been a while since we've had you on the show, and I know that you've been busy. So thank you for actually making time out of your busy schedule to make it on the Little Siblings and Brothers. You're a fan favorite.
San Mateo right now.
Oh, so Harrison, while you cannot divulge too much information, why don't you tell our great listeners about what you've been doing the last couple days?
Let's just say I've been playing a fighting game, I guess. I don't really want to say a whole lot.
Yeah, okay. Don't tell us about Street Fighter V. you're not allowed to talk to the fans.
Yeah, I'm not really allowed to talk.
There's a moratorium.
But let's just say I'm excited, though. I'm excited.
Okay, so, but yeah, Harrison has been one of the few very cool stuff.
This is, you're playing Street Fighter Cross.
Street Fighter Cross
Dragon Ball Z, right?
Yeah, you're playing Street Fighter Cross Naruto. That's what you're playing?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Okay, pretty awesome. Pretty cool.
Yeah, Capcom spent a lot of money getting this license.
Yeah. As they should.
I mean, you got to. You have to. But good. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you. So this means that you have not watched Walking Dead. I did not watch it either.
But yes, I have not watched Walking Dead.
Not watched Walking Dead yet. Okay. Supposedly, things are...
Don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiling.
Okay, all right.
The king dies, right?
They chop his head off.
Chopped his head off.
The king dies.
The king dies.
Not only do they chop off his head, but there's a king in this episode.
The king zombie. Apparently. That's responsible for all the zombies that kill him.
Wait, are you talking about Sagat? Are you telling me that Sagat is in this Walking Dead episode?
You know what? People have been saying put Sagat in the Walking Dead, and I guess somebody did, so.
That's awesome.
They wanted Mega Man, and they gave him Sagat. That's what happens. They were screaming for Mega Man in the Walking Dead.
Very nice.
They get Sagat.
Hey, Harrison, congratulations on 50 episodes of the show that sucks.
Thank you. Not in a whole year did I imagine we would have made 50 episodes.
But they're there, 50.
What's been your favorite? What's been your favorite moment in your 50 episodes?
That was actually one of the questions that somebody asked us on the show this week. In our opinion, we think any episode with a guest on it.
Yeah,
we think
you've had some cool guests.
Well, hopefully you can actually come in studio one of these days and be an in-guest.
Because I think you would really enjoy it.
I think you'd have a lot of fun being in here with us, hanging out. So if you
I might too, yeah.
We would like to have you in next Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Can you confirm that you will be on our show next Sunday?
I will mark that on my calendar.
We have an exclusive Los Livingston Brothers... Harrison Young.
First time ever.
Joining Los Livingston Brothers in studio, live in living color. Sam is stoked. So stoked. I can see in his face. He looks sad. He looks angry.
So how did you guys come about starting the show that sucks?
Well, I kind of wanted to do it for a while. Hanzo doesn't do anything, and I felt like we needed to do something. And, you know, at first we were going to name it Real Talk with Harrison and Hanzo Gonzo.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't.
Hashtag Real Talk.
Yeah, hashtag Real Talk, right?
Because thank God that died out.
At the time, I thought it was a great idea, and I thought it was a great title for a show, but, I mean, looking back on it, I kind of am really glad that we didn't name it that.
As am I.
The thing was, is
I'm glad
we came up with a name right before the show, and somebody did a esports interview or something and called it Real Talk.
Oh, that's garbage.
Before our very first episode.
And where are they?
Well, we can't call it that anymore. We decided to just call it the show that sucks.
I'm just glad that you didn't use any godlike
right?
Or real talk or any other of the like fighting game community.
Salty.
No salty.
Salty talk. Salty talk.
Salty pillow talk. Salty with Harrison pillow talk. And Hanzo Gonzo.
God.
I'm just so happy that you guys actually just came up with a cool, regular name for your show, right? And didn't try and use any gimmicky
like Los Livingston Brothers.
Like, actually, yeah. Hey, you know what? That's pretty. You shut your damn mouth, Deb. You shut up. You shut your mouth.
I couldn't have been happier with the name. I wanted something that was
It's not dated.
Catchy and easy to remember.
And it doesn't like grow stale. It doesn't grow old. Like that would be like, hey, we come listen to me and Hanzo Gonzo every week. Yeah. It's a hashtag YOLO godlike.
YOLO godlike salty show.
Yeah, and then everybody be like, this is the stupidest. What is this?
YGSS, baby.
Yeah, what is this? Like 2009, guys? Yeah, like, right? Get with it. You got something that will... What was that?
RTSD Weekly.
Oh, God. Horrible.
God. So many people.
Before the show ends.
What was that?
Are you guys happy or super happy that Shane Victorino hit a grand slam and now the Boston Red Sox are in the World Series?
I'm sorry, man, but so me and Sam were at Harrison's house last week celebrating his day of birth, eating delicious pizza.
And reenacting the birth.
And reenacting the birth.
At my birthday party?
Yeah, it was at you and Harrison's joint birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Right? No, but we watched it as when Poppy hit the Grand Slam. And that was, like, legitimately exciting. And then they did it again. It, like, how can that happen? Like, how can you not like the Red Sox after that? That's, like, ridiculously cool to have two Grand Slams, game-winning Grand Slams, in the seventh inning or later, win you the ALCS.
So here's
that's
the thing.
Crazy.
And Harrison, this one, I mean, it's going to you too. But the Cardinals made a big stink about the Dodgers and how they played baseball and how animated they were and how they celebrated everything. And they called it Mickey Mouse-esque and all these other deals. You're about to play the Bro Sox. The guys with the beards that have not as many dances as the Oakland A's, but they are just as celebratory and animated. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, even more so polar opposites in between the Red Sox in the Cardinals. It is very much going to be a nation divided.
Out of all of the eight teams that made the playoffs, none of the teams that I wanted to make it made it. But I feel like the Red Sox and the Cardinals, out of all of the teams, just by their attitude alone, deserve it the most. I feel like when the Cardinals were playing the Dodgers, I felt like the Dodgers didn't even want to win compared to the Cardinals. And same thing with Detroit. I felt like Verlander wanted to win, Scherzer wanted to win, and everybody else was kind of like,
Wheels fell off the bus there.
Yeah, I did not really feel any enthusiasm from the Detroit Tigers.
I still think that the AL will win. I mean, we said it before. The playoffs.
That's my theory. I thought anybody, it doesn't matter who made it from AL, they're going to win.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I can't say that I had the Cardinals penciled into the World Series. Part of me, deep down, I said it before, I had this sick feeling in my gut that the Dodgers were going to make the World Series. I didn't think the Red Sox would make the World Series. I'm not going to lie. I did not have either of these two teams in there. I thought it was either going to be Detroit or Oakland. I thought the winner from that series for sure was going to be in the World Series. But it's hard. Logical thinking aside, you almost have to feel like it's, I want to say, destiny for the Cardinals. Just because everybody seems to count them out because they're not flashy. They don't have a huge payroll. They have a good payroll. I mean, you look at this team, they lose Albert Pujols and are just as good or even better because they have amazing young pitching and timely hitting, and they hit for pretty good power.
Waka waka.
Exactly. And then you look at Boston, which is, I mean, they can't be any more of a polar opposite. Just, I don't know. I don't know who I want. I don't know who I want to win. I am torn because I love the energy that the Red Sox bring, but they're also pretty damn annoying. And then At the same time, I respect how the Cardinals play the game, but at the same time, it's like you geriatric bungholes, like, have some fun, you know? Like, so I don't know. Can the Giants just play the winner and defend their crown, and then we'll – that's who will win the World Series? That's how it should be.
I feel like the Red Sox, all they have to do is just not pitch to Carlos Beltran, and they have a huge chance of winning the World Series.
I think so. I mean, just through the lineup, they're so damn good. They just – I mean, you're having – Poppy's playing like the Poppy of old. He's just amazing.
Not really. He's about 100.
But I'm just saying, he comes up with the timely.
When he played for us,
right?
And yeah. But he was clutch. That's what you need in the playoffs, man. You need that clutch home run, that clutch bases clearing double. That's what you need.
That, dare I say, X factor.
That game five Posey Grand Slam, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Heyo.
And they got it twice.
Tcha. I do have to ask, while we only have a couple minutes
ask
left
Tim
here
Twitters.
As I tweet. Hey, tomorrow there is a video game tournament of epic proportion taking place in a city west of us called Petaluma.
Okay.
It is Dojo 7.
007.
It's gonna be great.
007.
With 007.
007. The guys who's making the posters for this? Because they're killing it. Whoever's doing this.
I don't know, but they're godlike.
They're pretty godlike. They have like someone needs to come out with a series of posters and like sell them at the tournaments because they're pretty awesome. Pretty freaking fantastic.
So. Halloween is
next Thursday,
so we won't talk about Halloween.
Halloween will be next week, for sure.
All right.
Because, yes.
All right.
Because scary, so.
Because we do. I think we're going to have to talk Halloween. We're going to have to talk candy. We're going to have to talk.
Oh, man, we're going to have our Halloween candy selection show next week.
There we go.
Wow.
And we will also have to talk what we will be wearing for said occasion.
And if pants will be involved.
I hope not.
Hope not either.
Harrison, thank you for joining us on the Fresh Take Hotline.
On the Fresh Take Hotline.
Hello, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll see you later.
No problem.
Thank you for calling, caller.
All right, let's go ahead. We'll clear the boards for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
No more callers.
Everyone else who tried to call in, we're sorry we couldn't get you
in. We'll get you next Sunday.
We'll get you next Sunday. So, thanks, Harrison. We'll see you next week, man.
See ya.
All right, bye. The great Harrison Young. Making it rain with his awesomeness.
He's a good one.
He is a good one. We're happy to have him as a guest on the Fresh Take Hotline. Fuck. Go Red Sox. Red Sox in six.
Ooh. Sam, what do you got?
Pretzel chips are delicious.
They were amazing.
Even the bag. That is all.
They were very good.
Pete, final thoughts?
No.
We're out.
Check out our podcast.
We're podcasting
the show.
We're trying to. We love you all. Good night.
Skittles.